Nikki Hutley is Chief Economist and Director at consulting firm Urbis. She has 25 years of economic, financial market and public policy experience. And she was in the budget lockup last night with the rest of us. She's with me now in the Canberra studio. Nikki, your first assessment, just your assessment of the budget, has it changed since you emerged from the lockup last night?
No, I'm still going with the title Groundhog Day budget. Look, nothing has changed either in my interpretation or, in fact, in the policy sphere. There's very little here to get excited about. As we were just discussing, I try to get optimistic. I'm looking for the good in these things, but really there's very little here to get excited about today, unfortunately.
Well, the projections for reducing the structural deficit are being pretty widely described as heroic. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Look, the economic projections are ridiculously optimistic. I think we are living in an uncertain world and you have to build on conservative forecasts. I mean, look, there are margins of error here, but I would be going in a much more conservative way. We've just got into this habit, and if you look at the chart of where our forecasts are versus where the outcomes are, we basically have entrenched this practice of optimistic economic forecasts to get us closer to surplus in 4 years' time, and that's just not good enough. We actually have to have meaningful policy adjustments. And as Australians, we have to learn what is it we want from policy and then how are we going to pay for it? Because we can't have increased expenditure and reduced taxes. Those two things just don't add up. So what do we want as a nation? Do we want to invest in education, in social services, in infrastructure, all the good things that we really should be going for? And if so, how are we going to pay for them? Because, you know, there's somebody has to.
Well, interestingly, yesterday when we were in the lockup, the RBA decision came down. The Treasurer is insisting that Treasury won't change the optimistic numbers that you say are in the budget in response to the rate cuts decision. Do you think that's right?
Look, I think they're a bit hamstrung, but don't forget we'll get another statement, a preliminary statement, when the election is announced. They'll have to come out with another one, and I suspect they will have to tweak. Certainly the inflation numbers will have to be tweaked down, and I really think they should be tweaking down the growth numbers, particularly in the out years. I think they're overly optimistic to have three consecutive years of above-trend growth.
How well do you think the government has built this narrative of jobs and growth?
Look, it's hard for me to say, Eleanor, because I'm an economist nerd who's down in the numbers and deal with this in a very different way than probably the man in the street or woman in the street. And I think for me, I don't see this as a very consistent narrative. I don't think there is an overarching plan, but I don't know how that necessarily translates and whether those little grabs, the three-word slogans are back, I see, with the jobs and growth. That to me is there's a lot of rhetoric around that across this budget rather than actually meaningful action, unfortunately.
And what about the youth jobs plan? We've just been discussing that. There's been some severe criticism of that from the ACTU. Will it work better than Work for the Dole?
Look, anything that gets kids into training is a good thing. Will it provide long-term jobs for disadvantaged and underskilled kids? I don't know. In the past, when we have provided subsidised job positions, they have not provided long-term jobs. And that's the evidence of the past. I hope that's wrong. I hope that, this will be different. Any amount of training is good training to help youth. But whether this actually works or not, I think the jury's still very much out on it.
And Nikki, we're already seeing a focal point of conflict around fairness in this budget. What's your assessment of it in terms of fairness?
Yeah, look, I don't think people can complain about the fairness, to be honest. I think that's one thing that they've actually got right this time. They were criticised quite rightly for 2 years ago for a very unfair budget. This, a lot of the hard work is, if you can call it that, is being done at the top end of the market. So by smokers, who I'm quite happy for them to be taxed as well. I think that's sensible. There's nothing really in this budget that you can actually get particularly upset about one way or the other. So I don't see this budget as being one about fairness or not. I see it as one it's more about that. My criticism is that it lacks a really significant strategic plan to get us back to surplus over the long term, to deal with Australia's adjustment from the mining boom towards being a more service technology innovation oriented economy, to make sure that we're planning for NDIS, for good education, whether it's Gonski or new courses in science and technology. All of that needs to have a really overarching framework. It's lots of different bits and pieces. And good policy is about bringing a collaborative, overarching policy, a coherency to it that says, this is how we're going to go, not just a three-word slogan.
Nikki Hutley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Nikki Hutley, the Chief Economist and Director of Consulting at the firm Urbis.